Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
We'll get to John Calipari in a second. Before that, reminder, Score One Smoke in the place for barbecue rubs and sauces. Sip, it's barbecue season.
I know.
It's going to be 85 degrees this weekend.
Good God.
Time to get the grill out. And get your sauces and rubs from Score One Smokin' out from Chris in Holdridge. ScoreOneSmokin.com. Also Facebook and Instagram at Score One Smokin'.
Well, barbecue sounds good any time of year. That's
it does.
The thing.
It does.
Like, it's not just a summer deal. It always sounds good.
Yes, it does. You know, Josh, our producer, told us earlier that you mentioned the fast food problem, the dilemma.
Yeah, it's
he
not really
said,
a dilemma.
He said last week he waited 50 minutes, not 15, 5-0, 50 minutes for a shake at a particular restaurant.
Just because the line was long, though, right?
That and line. Slow service combination.
Oh, slow service.
Mostly slow service.
Yeah, that's amazing when you just are driving around and you see drive through. You see like 24 cars. I'm just always like,
and why do you get in line then? At that point, why would you
get in line? You have time.
No, you don't.
Well, I think some people must, and you have your phone. So you can kill off an hour pretty easy, just, you know, and you might be able to do some work on your phone, you know, you can these days. So it's not necessarily a bad decision.
Really? You will never see me pull in a place that has anything more than 10 cars in line.
No, I won't either. 10
is extreme. Like, wow, why am I doing this?
I'm not saying I would do it, but I'm not necessarily condemning others for doing it. It is what it is. But no, I see it sometimes. I'm like, whoa, no, I'm not getting in that line. All right, we got to talk hoops.
We reported during this show yesterday about the breaking news of John Calipari going to Arkansas. He's not had a press conference there yet. But yesterday, Sip, there was footage.
It's official, though.
There was footage of John Calipari in Lexington, Kentucky, walking around a neighborhood with a stroller. Presumably meant for his dog, which he had a small dog that was actually walking beside him.
Walking
at this
beside
point.
Him, a little poodle. It looked like a little white poodle.
Now, this stroller was, I believe, intended for the dog, though. This dog was not in the stroller at this point.
I did not understand the stroller at all. Do you think it was for the...
Yes. Do people actually push their dogs around in strollers? Is this a real thing?
It appeared to be.
And if so, the point of a dog going on a walk is for the dog to get some steps in.
You don't know that they're... It's possible that there was a baby, like a grandchild,
in
that
stroller. I don't think so. It appeared that did not look like a stroller for a kid.
What do you mean? I thought it
looked like a bed, like a dog bed. Like you know what a stroller is.
Yeah.
And how it looked. It didn't look like a typical stroller. It was longer, like the dog was going to lay down on the stroller.
In the new America, there's a lot of things I don't understand, and there might be some kind of newfangled strollers out there.
Would you ever put Bullet in a stroller?
No.
On a walk?
It's never even crossed my mind.
Darts and ends there. You would never put Bullet. No. You wouldn't even think about putting Bullet in a stroller.
It's never crossed my mind.
Because it's weird.
Yeah.
And dogs like to walk. And what's my word? Dogs like to frolic. Let them frolic. Don't let them sit in a cart while you're pushing them around in the outdoors.
It was a very interesting scene. Calipari walking a little dog beside him, yes, pushing a stroller in a very well-to-do neighborhood. Did you notice the houses?
Very nice, yes.
Did you notice the houses in this neighborhood?
Well, Calipari makes a lot of money, so I assume he lived right over there.
It was also interesting, and I've been in this position, I think, not this exact position, But the poor reporter that had to go out and interrupt Calipari on his walk, and he handled it well, and Calipari handled it well too, wouldn't you say? Some guys would be rude.
He said, I'm not talking, basically.
Yeah. He said, I'm walking my dog. I'm walking my dog. That's what I'm doing. I'm walking my dog. No comment. I'm walking my dog.
Josh in Webb City says his dog loves it.
Loves the stroller. Well, maybe end of story right there.
David M. says, it's a thing. 007 says, we did, but our dog was 18 years old at that time.
There you go.
Needs some fresh air.
I was going to say, I could see Bullet in a stroller as an elderly dog. Getting some fresh air.
That sight makes me sad, though.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be that way.
No, it's not. Well, but now think about it. If your dog is elderly and you still want to get your dog fresh air, yeah, put him in a dog stroller and get him some fresh air. I could see me doing that with Bullet down the line. Bullet's only 9. But if Bullet makes, God help us, if he gets to 15, yeah, maybe
stroller time.
Yeah.
I just can't see it. Can't see it.
Calipari is officially Arkansas's head coach.
Yes. And so Kentucky still does not have a head coach yet to replace him. Now, we told you earlier in the show that Nate Oates has turned it down, as has Jay Wright, has apparently turned this job down.
Oates, as we established earlier, shocks me that he turned that job down. I don't understand it. He has an $18 million buyout, but it's inconsequential largely. Kentucky can pay $18 million easily and more. Oates, I do not understand why he would turn a job like Kentucky down. I do not understand it. More pressure. I mean, definitely a lot more pressure than Alabama, which just played in its first Final Four. Much more pressure. But most guys in those professions, they don't care about that. I've talked about Lance Leipold, our friend of the show, good friend. You think Lance Leipold would turn down Alabama and say, this is too much pressure?
Okay.
No.
Here's one.
You think Lance Leipold would turn down Ohio State and say, no, don't want to do that. Too much pressure. No. They don't care.
Could it be something else, though? Could it be if you're Nate Oates, maybe you have a different dream job. Kentucky, you don't. Now, Calipari left Kentucky with a lifelong contract. He could have stayed there forever.
Yeah.
Right? He left for Arkansas, which seems to me like a step down from more Kentucky, right?
He's on the run.
He's on the run.
His when your AD, Mitch Barnhart, has to come out and say John Calipari will be back, that's trouble. You know you're in trouble.
Maybe,
when your AD has to announce that you'll be back, you're in trouble.
Possibly Nate Oates, just
what
throwing it out there. Maybe he has a place that's a dream job for him, and it's not Kentucky.
Maybe it's a different blue blood.
Maybe it's I don't know, Kansas. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe it's something like that.
Yep. No, you're right.
He can say, I can be there forever. I can't just leave Kentucky and go to this place. It's not a stepping stone job. Kentucky is an ending job in college basketball. It should be. Calipari was meant to be that way, but he's running from it.
Yeah. No, you've got a point.
That's just one thought there.
Oates may be waiting.
Could be waiting for something else.
He can. He's not that old.
Jay Wright just didn't want back in the business. He left Villanova when they were extremely good still.
If you're Kentucky now, you turn your attention to
Scott Drew.
Scott Drew would make a lot of sense. Scott Drew just keeps churning out big seasons at Baylor.
Yes, he does.
2020? Was that COVID? They played 30 games? 26-4.
Yes.
Okay. Big 8. Or what the hell?
Elite 8?
Yeah. No, yeah. Is that right? Postseason canceled.
Oh, yeah, they didn't play. That's
2020.
Right. That's
they
right.
still played 30 games in that
well,
league?
Well, yeah, because they went all the way to the conference tournaments. Remember, Fred Hoiberg got sick against, and then the game got canceled after that?
Anyway, 26-4 in 2020 was Drew Scott. 28-2 the next year, Jake. 28-2 won it all. Won it all. Okay. 2022, 27 wins. Heater. He went 26 wins, 28 wins, 27 wins. Last two seasons, 23 wins and 24 wins. He's on a heater. He's the guy. That's the guy you go with. Proven recruiter. Look at Baylor's roster. look at the kind of athletes Baylor's had. Easily transferable to Kentucky. Go get him. Who's better? Tell me who's better.
Scott Drew would be a great hire.
Yeah, I don't think I can come up with anybody
better.
Well,
I think I saw he was the favorite at this point to get the job.
He should be the favorite.
And that would be an excellent hire for Kentucky.
He should be the favorite.
If I were a Kentucky fan and I saw that Scott Drew was hired, I would be ecstatic.
Yep.
I wouldn't have any pushback.
Jay Wright would make me ecstatic. Oates would have made me ecstatic. Who else? I mean, Hurley's not going to do it. You can't. Hurley's not making that move after winning a national title. There's no way. No way. No way,
no,
right?
No. Why would he do that?
No.
He could go back to back to back next year, possibly. It's hard to do that.
ESPN says.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom. It's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
They say basically what we're saying.
That's the, yeah, Billy Donovan.
T.J. Otzelberger is the name.
Yeah, head coach Iowa State, possibly.
T.J. Otzelberger, Donovan, Tommy Lloyd, Bruce Pearl.
You say no to Bruce Pearl.
I say a resounding no to Pearl because I don't think he's a great fit. I like him.
I think he's a great fit at Kentucky.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
Come on.
Yes, I do.
Why?
He was a great fit at Tennessee. They won a lot. Auburn, he won the SEC title this year in basketball, in the tournament.
Sometimes you don't know why. It's hard to verbalize why somebody's not a good fit. He's just not. It's just kind of like Lane Kiffin at Nebraska. No, Lane Kiffin's a really good coach. I can't really say why he wouldn't be a good fit. Probably a little too much personality for a place like this that's a little more dialed back. Pearl at Kentucky, kind of a similar thing. No, just doesn't fit. Doesn't fit. No, here's Pearl, you know, doesn't fit.
I think he fits, but he won't fit. He won't get hired, but he would fit.
Drew fits. Drew.
I like Scott Drew.
Yeah.
Before we get to the game show, I want to address that. I never push back on the texters or the YouTubers. People curious why we haven't talked any Husker football this morning. Well, not much news yesterday.
Wait a second. We did.
We off the bat, we talked about, hey, Sip gets to watch practice today.
Let's talk about it.
We don't have time. Spill over. We have to get the game show. We mentioned off the bat, Walter, Steven on the text line, Moonbot, Vince.
Yeah.
Everybody at, not Vince and Napa, but right. Different Vince. Today, we will have audio from post-practice. We will play a lot of audio tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But there was no practice, there was no session yesterday. Right. So we will have plenty of football talk. But last night was the national title in college basketball.
Right.
And yesterday, there's a big commit for Nebraska basketball. So,
and we talked Nebraska hoops?
We talked a lot of Nebraska hoops.
Okay, I will say this, though.
We will have a lot of Nebraska football talk tomorrow.
To our listeners, yes. We did talk about it a little bit, and we will talk about it a lot tomorrow. And sometimes this time of year, it does get pushed back a little bit. But we probably could talk about it more, Gene.
We're going to when we actually have some audio today
okay.
from practice. And yes. you have, Sip will have a practice report tomorrow on these airwaves, And we'll have some post-practice audio for those who are upset today at the lack of football talk.
Not a hoops
the
talk.
Day of the national championship and Nebraska basketball having a big commitment.
Here's the deal, too, Jake.
Just responding.
Kentucky, the job is open. Calipari moving to Arkansas is a seismic move in the sports world.
It's massive. It's huge.
Yeah.
That's one of the faces of college basketball for years.
We're
going
to talk about that.
For decades.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about that.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, of course, since we had a championship last night, how about some NCAA basketball champs?
Oh, God.
I will tell you the team this team beat and the year and the score. You tell me what team won.
Should be easy, but should it won't be easy. It should be easy. It won't be easy.
We'll see how you do. 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip in trivia. You're by yourself. You have no lifeline today. Bill is out today and the rest of the week.
Scary.
You feel okay about NCAA tournament champions of the past?
No, I feel like I just...
Are you calling yourself a loss right now or what?
I feel like I just jumped off a Caribbean cruise ship into the water.
Well, that's not...
No lifeline.
No lifeline. Brian, how do you feel? Josh, we lost Brian. We'll try it again. You scared him off.
I did not.
Scared him off. 402-464-5685. Again, Brian was on the line and you were intimidating.
I did not
scared him away, apparently.
There's nothing intimidating about what I was saying.
You actually said the opposite. You seem like you don't feel good about this at all.
Uh-uh.
You feel nervous.
For a long time, I didn't pay much attention to the NCAA tournament.
Why not?
I guess I checked out of everything.
But you're checked back in now?
I'm checked back in. I've watched the last four.
Josh is trying to get a caller. I see him talking to a lot of people over there. I don't know what he's doing back there.
He's got a severe case of...
Okay, we got Brian?
No.
All right. Brian, are you back?
It's another. This is not Brian.
Brian, who do we have here? What's your name?
This is Phil.
Phil. Okay. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate you calling in. It's mano-a-mano, no lifeline for Sip today. First question goes to you, Phil, not Brian. Phil, what team beat North Carolina 77-74 to win the 2016 national championship?
Good, tough one.
UConn.
Never a bad guess this time. Incorrect.
Say it again.
Yeah, what team beat North Carolina 77-74 to win the 2016 national championship?
Pass.
That would be Villanova.
Ooh.
Last buzzer beater by Chris Jenkins.
Yep.
Epic finish.
Should have known
awesome
it.
Game.
Should have known it.
0-0 okay. Tie. Right. Sip, first question for you. What team beat Michigan State 89-72 to win the 2009 national championship? College basketball.
That'd be UConn.
Nope. Once again, not UConn. Do you want that one, Phil, or do you want to pass?
I got to pass.
That would be Tyler Hansbrough's North Carolina Tar Heels at that point. Very good team.
At that point.
0-0 tie. Back to you for the lead, Phil. Last question. What team beat Kansas 81-78 to win the 2003 national championship?
Syracuse.
There we go. Syracuse. Carmelo Anthony, Jim Boeheim, Jerry McNamara getting that job done there. 1-0 lead. Sip, last chance to stay alive. Your last question. What team beat Butler 61-59 to win the 2010 national championship?
UConn.
Of four questions today, UConn was guessed three times, all incorrectly. That would be Duke
Duke.
Gordon Hayward's buzzer beater from half court just barely missed.
Did UConn ever beat Butler?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
In 2011, the next year, they beat them.
See, not a bad guess.
No, then. You're 1 year off. Yeah. Congrats, Phil. We'll get you bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Great. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, thank you, Phil. Tiebreaker for you, Sip, Bill is not here.
Do it.
How many total points were scored in that 2011 national championship between UConn and Butler?
A really small amount. What would Bill guess?
I will let you know this was an absolutely horrible basketball game. People fell asleep during it.
I'll say 104.
That's low, which is... It was lower than that. 94.
Oh.
53-41 UConn won that game. Imagine playing in the national championship and scoring 41 points.
That's not good. That's not good.
We don't talk about it enough, by the way, how Butler made back-to-back national championships. Butler! They were in the Horizon League at that point.
You see... And you may or may not notice Barry Collier seated courtside at all these games on TV, like last night. He's apparently in some official position on a committee of some sort. I didn't look it up, but Barry Collier's always courtside. He's courtside.
For all the big games.
Yeah, a lot of the big games. Former Nebraska coach Barry Collier. Well, we got through a show, and I'm going to tell you I can't stay for the spillover. Is that okay?
That's fine. You got to go to
practice. Because I'm roaring. Yeah. Well, I got to go let Bullet out.
All right. Before and then practice. Yeah. All right. That's fine. We'll see you tomorrow. The spillover, though, is next.
We'll be ready tomorrow.
On the ticket.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.